Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, you're listening to Shag Mardinoid with me, Rosie Ramsey, and just to set the scene, my husband Chris Ramsey, who's wearing a lovely mint t-shirt, mint green t-shirt.
Mint as in you're talking about the colour, you're not talking about you think it's mint.
No,
like that's Geordie, like Geordie. That's mint. Is this mint? Is this mint green or is it like a more of a limey?
You didn't have to comment on it, to be honest. We could have just cracked on. I was just trying to give you a compliment.
It's just a weird thing to say. Considering as well, 2 seconds ago, I said, are you ready to start recording? And you said, how does it start again?
Well, we've been recording the audiobook this week.
Yes.
So I wanted to describe things more for our listeners.
Right.
Because now I know how to do it.
Okay.
Actually.
So you learned it from doing the audiobook, not from the writing process, just from reading it
No.
back.
God, no. I learned nothing from that writing process.
Well... good.
It's didn't even learn how to spell because someone just corrected it for us.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that happened, yeah. Or the computer corrects them, but sometimes the computer goes, I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, so sometimes they are so far away from the actual word that the computer goes, no idea.
So, guys, it is episode 75.
It's not, is it?
It is 75. Thank you all so much for listening, liking, rating, subscribing and all that stuff. We really do appreciate it. Thank you for coming back. But before we start, before we go any further, obviously, it is time for this week's lucrative sponsor.
Just quickly to interrupt you. Your lucrative... No, I'm not. Oh, my God, I compliment you. For God's sake, would you let us speak?
Forgive me, Mrs. Ramsey, for having me guard up when you go to comment on me sponsors. Because for 74 episodes, you've slagged them off. And now you're allegedly, you're about to say something nice. And I just try to cover my own back here, and I got my head bitten off.
Well, listen, it's not from me. People on Twitter have been saying nice things about your lucrative sponsors.
Right.
There's only been a couple, but they are there. So carry on.
That was a half compliment if I've ever...
Well, I was going to say something nice.
What were you going to say? Come on, say it.
I was going to say that, but nicer, but then you've ruined it. And you know I'm hormonal at the minute because the baby's growing inside of us,
gorgeous
making
hormone.
Us all these sort of hormones.
Oh, honestly.
One big walking hormone, that's all
honestly.
I am.
Is that why babies... Or do you think babies are going to... When they're going to be born, they're going to be born like utter... angry, horrible fucking arseholes, but they actually get all of that out by pumping it into the mother, and the mother lets all that anger out during the pregnancy, and then the baby comes out just lovely.
Well, yeah, the baby comes out lovely because the baby is currently taking up all of my lovely energy. So I'm giving all of my lovely energy. I bloody have. I'm a fucking breath of fresh air.
Wow. Never has that been said. Contradictory in tone. I'm a fucking breath of fresh air, mate. Through gritted teeth. That couldn't have been less convincing if you're holding us at gunpoint.
Listen, I'm a really pleasant, bloody person to be around.
I'm a joy to be with.
I'm a brilliant mother.
Listen, you're cutting into sponsor time. This week's lucrative sponsor is... tea towels.
I love a tea towel.
Hey.
Oh, looking at his notes.
Want to dry
so
your hands?
He is.
I get sent the script from the sponsor. Want to dry your hands? Tea towel. Want to dry some fruit or veg? Tea towel. Want to dry a little spillage on the bench? Tea towel. What's that stain on the tea towel? Is it there? Is it new? Or is it off the wash? Did it not come out? Who knows? Tea towel. Use it once. Be suspicious of it forever.
Yep.
Tea towels.
We've got a curry one.
We have got a curry tea one. Towels. Put it out on the bench. You got all the curry sauce on it. Don't worry about it. It's the curry one. Hey, getting something out of the oven. Fold it. Tea towels. Fold it.
I love a tea towel, so I'll accept that one this week. That's a good sponsor.
Well, I don't quite know what to say.
It is.
they are the agency from Tea Towels are going to be over the moon with that.
Great.
It's great that. That might actually get a couple extra tea towels.
I always like tea towels.
Hey, this is a long intro.
Yeah. Hey, listen. Here's the jingle. That's my cue to go for a walk.
Jesus.
I was going to say a frig, but I changed my mind.
Oh, but you said it anyway, though. Got it in the end. Yeah. Good.
God damn. Hi, Mum.
We had a fight about the jingle. We couldn't settle on a jingle. So this is the jingle. We hope you like the jingle.
Babadoo, 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 ba.
Jingle!
Hello and welcome back to this week's Shagged, Married, Annoyed. Pull up a chair, Petsy Pitch.
Petsy Pooch.
Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast, fantastic, yeah. You are, you felt the baby move last night.
Are you talking about that? Yeah.
That's new news. That's the biggest news. That's just what I, because I feel like, I don't want to slag you off for being hormonal and moody and like, honestly, an awful presence to be around, and hard work and a nightmare and unfun and just sad. But you did feel.
You try being pregnant during a global pandemic, Chris.
You were the same when you were having Robin without a pandemic, so shut your fucking mouth. Now, I just wanted to, obviously, it's easy to take the piss out and whinge about the bad parts, but we were watching telly last night and you fell into little movies, didn't you?
I did, and do you know what? I had to Google it because I'm 16 weeks currently, and I think with your first baby, you don't really know what a baby moving feels like.
Right.
So I felt Robin move at about 22 weeks, I think. And it was a definite sort of, that's a funny feeling.
Just for all the men out there, what do you mean you don't? So something happens inside, like a moving, and you don't know what you go, you just ignore it.
Well, no, it's really hard to describe because sometimes when your stomach gurgles or whatever, things.
Dear listener, Rosie's gurgles a lot. Carry on.
It does. But you know, they're just stuff that happens in your stomach. But when you're pregnant and you feel your baby move, it's like a definite movement. But it's not with, now that I've felt it with Robin, when it happened last night, it was so tiny, teeny, teeny, tiny. But I knew, I was like, that's the baby moving. That's not just my stomach. That's the baby moving. And it was absolutely lush.
So we're not at the point where you can sort of see an elbow moving across the film of the inside of the stomach, like what they put on the internet. But I just, it was weird because you were like, I just felt a move, Chris. And I was like, oh my God. And I was dead excited. And I came across the living room and you were like, it's just there. And you got me handed. You were like, press right in. And I was like, fuck, I'm not fucking pressing right in. It was like you were like trying to get us to properly put my hand into your insides. I was like, fuck that.
I know, but you were always so terrified of anything like that with Robin.
I don't like it. No.
The cushion, man. Look, I've got like loads of fat around my stomach that the baby's cushioned by. And then the cushion went by stuff inside.
It feels like a trap, this. It feels like, I've not got loads of... Chris, haven't I? Yeah, you have.
Right!
That's it! You calling me fat! So yeah, the baby moved. And apparently with the second baby, you can feel them moving from like 13 weeks onwards. Because you can't, it's just like a little flutter.
You're like, ooh, this again.
No, it's just so lovely because it just never seems, that real. Because obviously I'm really hormonal. I haven't had any sickness, touch wood. I'm just shattered. But you don't, you know, other than like I've got a little bit of a bump, there's nothing much else going on. So until you start feeling the baby, you're like, oh yeah, there is a baby in there. Because you can't go and get a scan every day to just check. Do you know what I mean?
Say, I would. You know how pathetic I am. I'd have bought a scanner machine by now. I'd be on it every morning. Scales, scanner machine, brush my teeth.
Well, you can get like a heartbeat machine, but I never did that because I just think you would become a bit obsessive with checking the heartbeat every day.
That
would be it,
100%. Yeah.
But like us with a thermometer at the minute. Yeah. Just constantly checking each other.
That fucking that infrared thermometer. Honestly, I must have had about 6 goals of it yesterday.
Class.
Like Robin can like run around. He goes outside and he run around in the garden for like 20 minutes. Yesterday he was like sweating and he came in. And for some reason I just go, I completely forget that he's been running around. I'm like, he's sweating. He's warm.
Cold. Oh, he's got it.
COVID, get a thermometer. All is. And it's so weird because you can be literally dripping a sweat and it's like 35 degrees. And I'm like, how? So is it like your inside?
It's like your internal your body temperature.
Do you know when I go and do the one show to get into BBC, you've got to get your temperature taken, but you just stand in front of what's basically like this iPad on a screen and it does your whole, it just scans your entire body in one go and does your whole temperature. It's fucking amazing. Good. It's amazing.
Yeah.
And every time I go, eee! And the blokes are just so fucking sick of people like me going, eee! Look at that! Honestly, like security guards, whenever I go TV and stuff, places like that, security guards have got zero time for me. Like, zero. I'm just like so excited and just buzzing to be there.
They're
just...
we get excited when there's a bloody revolving door. To like, be fair. Do you know what I mean? We're like, hey, look at this.
Have I told you about the time I was going into the Google offices and I stood outside at the revolving door for about 5 minutes because I was too scared to go through?
Why are they going really fast?
Fucking unbelievable. So it's in central London somewhere. Mm-hmm. And I was going in for interviews or something, some kind of press thing. And it was rush hour. Everyone was going in. So there was a coffee place across and everyone was going in these doors. And like, no word of a lie, like a fucking fan.
Right.
Like a fan, like so fast. Like in a film where they go, you know, where Bruce Willis puts his fucking gun in the way to stop the fan going around so he can climb through. And they were so fucking angry because me and Lottie was the girl who did me PR at that time, and we're standing just going like you know when you see them ready to, you know when you see them when they're doing jump rope in movies and they're ready to jump in and they're like and they're timing it. We were like standing like that, and so many fucking people who obviously do them doors every day and don't give a shit were behind, were just absolutely raging. We were both laughing our heads off, like fright. Anyone who's listening who lives in London who's seen this before. Unbelievably fast the doors were
spinning. Could have lost an arm.
I ended up going through the fire exit. I couldn't do it. I got the security guy to open the fire door. I couldn't fucking do it.
That's
it was
hilarious.
Terrifying.
You were too scared to go through.
I couldn't go through. You know what?
I've seen it on a different building in London. Yeah. And it is. It's terrifying. It is terrifying.
Flying round.
Honestly. Spot the northerners.
That's the thing, isn't it?
Spot the outer towners.
Yeah, it's absolutely spot the northerners. Funny. Babadoo, 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 ba. What have you been up to anyway?
Yes. We recorded the audiobook last week.
We did record the audiobook, yes.
So that's been done. Done, dusted, high five. In the bag.
Oh, coffee chip. That's rubbish. Right. There we go, that's a bit better.
When can he?
Hit me back a bit there. Yeah, it was good. It was good fun.
Got to get out of the house.
Nice to read it. Nice to read it all.
For the first time ever.
There's a specific section at the back of the book, rude section. And we had to re-record it because we felt silly, didn't we?
Well, yeah, because the audiobook is... Chris and I reading the book aloud, hopefully with a lot of expression and all that kind of stuff. And then the last section, we'll not tell it. We'll leave it a surprise.
Well, I'm talking tease. I think we can tease. Okay. I think we can tease.
Right. How would you want to tease it?
Well, I think we can say that the last section is a section that a lot of people asked for, but we argued about putting in or not.
I didn't want it in.
I'm childish and disgusting, so I was like, let's put that specific section in. Mm. Give you a clue. It's got its own jingle on the podcast.
Yeah.
Reading those kind of emails just flat, like an audiobook, was, with other people listening, was one of the most embarrassing things I've ever had to do in my entire life.
Yeah.
And it's all, guys, you listening, it's all of you. You should be ashamed. The stuff I had to read, and there's someone down the line in London, and there was a guy in the other room doing all the audio, and I was embarrassed. I was really embarrassed that they were listening to me read your stories
out.
Filth. So we had to redo it, didn't we? We did an extra day.
Yeah, but luckily for you, you never heard them before.
Yeah, no.
So it was, look, we did it in a kind of podcast form where we just read them aloud. And I'd actually forgotten a lot of it.
So it was really good fun. Oh my God. Yeah.
Yeah, so the last section of the audiobook is very much like a podcast episode, which I think is quite fun.
It was good fun to do.
Yeah, it was good fun. I hope people enjoy it. And it's available for pre-order now from Audible UK. Something.
Yeah. Through Amazon as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So many.
3rd of September it's out.
Woo! Babadoo, 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 ba.
Big news for me. What? I went swimming this week.
You did?
Eee.
What?
Stuff's coming back to normal.
It's nice, isn't it?
Rosie, if they lock us down again, I'm going to explode. I don't know what I'm going to do. Stuff's starting to come back to normal. I went to a cafe this morning.
Yeah.
It was bloody lovely.
Yeah.
Every 5 minutes on Twitter, they're like, second spike, it's coming! Like fucking the Twitter version of, you know, the blokes who stand in the street with a big sign saying, the end is nigh, judgment day is on its way. It was so fucking nice to go at the swimming bath.
I know.
And I stormed around the house all morning, didn't I?
Mm-hmm.
So I got it in my head. So what I like to do is I like to have arguments in my head that haven't happened yet.
You like to catastrophize every single thing in your life.
Yeah.
Which is exhausting, but I just let you crack on because I think, well, you're going to do it anyway. So might as well just do it, and I'm just going to ignore you.
I walked around the house, and I was like, I'm going to get there, and half the pool's going to be shut, and they're going to be like, oh, the slides aren't on, and you can only put one leg in the water. You can't fully get in the water because of COVID. And I just had all these fucking arguments.
Shower
in
this sanitizer.
Rosie, we both know, and everyone listening know, I would love that. Hand sanitizer, shower. You're fucking joking, aren't you? I'd move
true,
in.
True.
I'd gargle with it. Now, I was so scared. And I got there and I was like, the pool, is it okay? He went, yeah. I was like, slides open? They went, yeah. I went, everything open and that? He went, yeah. And I took Robin into the dressing room and he was like, family dressing room there. And I went in and Robin was like, Daddy, I'm so excited. And I went, me too, son. I started crying.
No, you didn't.
I fucking cried in the dressing room.
Chris.
No word of a lie. I cried.
I mean,
so
was
strange.
Robin okay with
he
when
was
you were crying?
Honestly, he was slightly embarrassed. He gave us a look as if to go, all right, man. It's only swimming.
God, Dad. Wow.
We've got a bath at home, Dad. It's honestly
the meaning of it.
I was emotional.
Well,
and then
I'm
we were
so
standing
glad.
Ready to go in and I was like dancing. And I was like, are you excited? And he went, yeah. And he started a little dance. And then I joined in the dance. And then he stopped the dance and I kept the dance going for an embarrassing amount of time. Can't
Good.
Wait to be an embarrassing dad.
I think you already are.
Yeah, but he's not at the age of getting embarrassed properly yet.
No, he loves it.
And he's a bit older. I'm gonna fucking
speaking of dadding, actually, Chris. Ooh. Got a little bit of an early beef with you.
Shit the bed.
Well, speaking of shitting the bed and all
whoa,
that kind
whoa,
of stuff.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Don't be telling people I poo the bed. I haven't pooed the bed.
No, no. Robin at the minute, our little boy, he's nearly five. He's five in October, so he's four at the minute. He's practically five. Chris hates it when I do that, but he's practically five. I
hate that. The day after.
No, I'm not talking about
no, no, let's bring it up. The day after, just for people who don't know, but I don't even mention this, but the day after a birthday, Rosie's claiming that you're nearly the age of your next birthday. Fucking infuriating. God, I hate it. Honestly. Well, you know, we're nearly 34. Rosie, it's the day after your 33rd birthday. Well, we're cracking on.
It's true. It is true. Anyway, so Robin's nearly five. Talks about poo and wee all the time.
Loves it.
It's just his crack. It's his go-to thing. Just constantly like poo. Use it. Anyway,
yeah.
Overheard you two chatting yesterday.
Right.
Because I'm trying not to encourage the poo and wee talk. So when he does it, I go, Robin, please don't. It's a bit silly. You're going to school in September, blah, blah, blah. I'm just going to double check
See,
what I've got
to bring
on my phone.
The problem is with the poo and wee chat, if he catches me in the right mood, I am fully on that wavelength.
Yeah, so I heard you yesterday right. telling Robin that he smells like a bucket of wee.
I did. I told him he smells
yeah.
like a bucket of wee.
He laughed
wee.
His head off. And I don't
did.
Appreciate
I'm
that.
A very funny man.
Yeah, but he's going to go to school in September and he's going to say all his friends, you smell like a bucket of wee.
Rosie, by September, he'll have much better ones than bucket of wee. Don't you worry. There'll be so many. I'll have even better one.
Please
by then.
Don't. It's not fun, man. For God's sake.
Little boys talk about poo and wee, man. It's what. The
he's
crack just, is.
He's an only child though, so it's not like he's even got any. You're bantering with him like a bloody like a sibling, and you're his dad. You're meant to say no.
Listen,
not say you smell like a bucket of wee.
Are you just upset because you smell like a bucket of wee?
No, a little bit. Babadoo, 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 ba.
So we did go to a cafe this week, and as more lockdown restrictions and stuff are being lifted and we're being able to go back to restaurants and things like that, we heard last week by the guy doing our audiobook, the sound technician, he told us of a McDonald's thing that we'd never heard of.
Oh, yeah. What was it again?
So this blew my mind. I don't know how many people listen and have heard of this. It's called a McChicken Gangbang.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently what you do is, I'd never heard of it, and they showed us photos of it, and it looks revolting, and it sounds like the worst, but I've been assured that it's quite nice. You buy a McChicken sandwich, and you buy a double cheeseburger, and you open the double cheeseburger at the burgers, so that on one side you've got bun and burger, and on the other side you've got bun and burger, and in between those two burgers you put the full McChicken sandwich.
Yeah, I'd eat that.
So it goes... Bun burger. I don't know where the cheese goes at this point. I don't know if it goes above. Just take the cheese as red. So it goes bun burger, bun, McChicken fillet, bun, burger, bun. And the cheese is in there somewhere as well.
I'd eat that. That looks lovely. I'm just looking at a picture on Google Images. And,
give us a look at that picture.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
Oh, she's just headbutted the mic there.
There you are. That looks probably
I mean,
the best
Jesus
one.
Christ. You would have to dislocate your jaw like a snake eating a fucking egg.
I'd probably use a knife and fork.
You'd use a knife and
fork?
Or
cut it in half,
you
maybe.
Got slagged off for putting your McDonald's on a plate. If these listeners catch you, knife and fork. I'm sorry. I can't. I don't think I can get on board with that.
Well.
McChicken gangbang.
More for the rest of us, Chris. That's all I'm going to say. Babadoo, babadoo,
babadoo, ba. It's time for a new feature.
A new feature?
Rosie's got a new feature. Come on then.
So I teased this last week. Or did, I mean, it just came about last week.
Teased / accidentally invented.
Yep.
I'm dreading this. Can I just say I'm dreading it?
Okay. So I've done a jingle.
Of course you have.
I'll just play it now. Hang on.
Okay. Wow.
It's not finished. Mysteries, 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 mysteries.
Informative mysteries. That's the word. Rosie's mysteries, mysteries,
mysteries. Welcome to this week's Rosie's Mysteries.
That's the worst jingle. It's just you going, eh? What?
Hey, took me a long time to do that. So, this week's Rosie's Jesus Mysteries. Okay, so... Obviously, we came up with the name before I'd actually come up with the concept of what it is.
A lot of very, very good segments and things are invented like that. Don't you worry about it.
Okay, well, I thought about doing like unsolved mysteries and stuff, but that would take too much time. And then
stressful
the unsolved,
as well.
And you never know what happened. So,
well, there's a thing on Netflix now called Unsolved Mysteries. And people, like, if you watch that, they go, do they solve them? No, not watching
worst
it.
Worst things in the
waste
world.
Waste of time.
So this is basically true or false.
Right.
So... A bit mysterious, you've got to work it out.
Okay,
but there is an answer.
Well, I suppose anything is a mystery if you don't know the answer.
Exactly, thank you, Chris.
What's in that drawer over there?
Oh,
don't know.
Mystery. Ooh. Rosie's mysteries.
We share that drawer, we both pay for that drawer.
So your first mystery today.
Right.
Go off piece, this is a very important
segment. I'll try not to derail your segment unless it derails itself by being shite.
Okay. I've got two here just in case the first one's shit.
Or already brilliant.
Like a real professional host.
Yeah, yeah.
So here we go. Christopher, here is your first mystery. Mysteries, mysteries,
mysteries, mysteries. This is painful. It's already painful.
Okay. Prince Harry is taller than Prince William. True or false?
Right, this isn't a mystery. This is ridiculous.
It is a mystery.
Unless
you know. If you switch off right now, you'll never know. So it would be a mystery.
Don't give him the idea. Is he? This isn't a mystery, but...
True or false?
True.
Prince Harry is taller than Prince William.
Is he? When was the last time I saw them stand next to each other on the telly? I think we've only seen them sitting.
It's been a while because they're not speaking.
Isn't
apparently.
William taller? Well, I think William's taller. False.
You're right. Correct.
It's not a mystery. Nothing about this is a mystery.
Prince William is 1.91 metres
mm-hmm.
and Prince Harry is 1.86.
Got you. Yes. Okay, I thought so. But
and that is this week's Rosie's.
Shut up, that's it.
What? It's not a long feature.
I suppose I've got to be thankful. To
it's
be
just
fair.
The one mystery. Join us next week.
No,
for
God, no.
Rosie's Mysteries. Rosie's Mysteries, Mysteries,
Mysteries. Oh, God.
Thanks for joining.
None of that was a. Just a true or false question about Prince Harry and Prince William. Do you know earlier on when you said, can you leave us for 5 minutes? I need to sort out my Rosie's Mysteries. And then you came back in 2.5 minutes. Maybe next week, use your whole five.
I can't help it if I'm a creative genius and that just came straight away. Actually, Chris.
Never thought I'd say this, but I miss the Beefs.
Well.
Miss them. Bloody miss them. Babadoo, 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 ba. It's time for What's Your Beef?
What's your beef? Beef, 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 beef.
No beefs this week?
Oxo cube.
On holiday?
No, there is no beefs. I feel like I've used a lot of creativity this week.
That 2.5 minutes, finding that.
Well, really? I had to get the true or falses and stuff like that, so don't.
True or falses? This is true or falses?
True or falses. No, the beefs will be back. The beefs are going to be back next week.
Okay, fantastic.
Yeah.
Don't lock yourself in.
There may have been a death. There may have been something bad happening. Maybe something good happening. Who knows with the beefs?
God, you're just bloody Coronation Street, aren't they?
Well, a little bit, yeah. Moistenders.
Are they? Moistenders.
Or like Biker Grove.
Or Hollyoaks. Hollyoaks later. One of the late night ones.
Hollyoaks later.
Where there's loads of terrible goings on and that.
Yeah, remember that?
I do. Right, what's your beef?
So, my beef with you this week is we recorded the audiobook last week and it wasn't until we read it aloud that I realised I was really lovely towards you.
Yeah.
I wrote really lovely stuff, you know, went back in a relationship and wrote really heartfelt, nice things. Yeah. And all you did was absolutely defecate. No. Wow. What's the word?
Wow.
Oh, you were horrible to me. You were horrible.
Defecate.
Sarcastic.
What's the word? You were horrible.
Sarcastic, nasty, nothing nice to say.
Listen.
Excuse
that
me.
Burp? That was just a burp straight onto the...
Just the baby saying hello to
stop
all the lovely
blaming
listeners.
Everything. That honestly, my beef this week was nearly you blaming everything on the baby. Fucking infuriating.
Guys, that's the first baby burp that we've heard yet.
God.
And you were here for it.
Good God.
My word.
Look, it's a comedy book. I wasn't going to slaver all over you. If anything, you embarrassed yourself by being really nice to us in that book.
Well, I want to go back and
right
rewrite
scene.
It.
Too late. It's already at the printers. You made a right scene. You embarrassed yourself. Yeah?
What?
No, I'm joking. It was just, I did, you know what it is? I did feel a bit. I did, on the bits what you were like saying really lovely things, I was like, this is really, really lovely what you said.
Mm-hmm.
And then I obviously I'd forgotten what I'd wrote anyway. So I came in next reading my bit thinking, oh, I hope I've said something nice. And it was just awful.
Nothing. Absolutely
I'm really
nothing.
Sorry. I'm really sorry. And I have to take that on the chin and I apologise.
Thank you.
I know I was very, very nasty in the book.
Yep, you were.
Yeah.
Cruel.
And for that, I'll give you a week off the beefs.
Oh, really?
No. My beef with you this week.
Oh, what
is...
a wanker.
Back, mention the audiobook again. We're not trying to flog a dead horse here, dear listener. It's just what we did. Well, yeah, buy it. But it is what we did last week. We did the audiobook. We sat there in that studio. One day, you sat there and you said to me, you read your bits, you were reading and reading and reading all your bits, and I was chiming in now and then. You sat there and you went, bloody hell, Chris, I've wrote most of this. You haven't even bothered your ass. Did you even bother your ass to write anything? It's all me, this. I'm just reading all my stuff. Bloody half-authored my ass. The very next day, I sat and read a long chapter written just by me, and you, with no sense of irony or piss taken, sat there and went, well, I'll just bloody sit here then, shall I? Because you've bloody written all this. Haven't even given me a chance to chime in. Bloody just go write in the book your bloody self, have you? You fucking psychopath. I didn't know what was going on.
I think it's the way they put the chapters. They didn't eke them out properly.
Honestly, unbelievable.
Well, you know.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm not being funny, right? Why can't we just be happy in with successes? Wrote a book together, an audiobook, and all we're doing is bitching each other.
Yeah, but it's funny, innit? Do you know what I mean?
I suppose.
I'm just sitting here going, well, well done you. Well, well done you. Well, well done you. Well, well done you. And blah.
It would be a nicer world, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but no one would be listening.
True. Very true. Well,
to be fair, to save time setting up these mics, I wouldn't have to do it. No fuck would listen. Just sit and do it on my own. Holding hands, staring into each other's eyes. I'm so proud of you. I'm proud of you too.
I'm more proud of you.
Yeah, I know you are. Babadoo, 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 ba.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
It's time for questions from the public.
Questions from the public.
What are you doing? Right. So, dear listener, if you need to see what you just did there, she essentially, I thought she was picking something up off the floor. She leant all the way down to her left and moved her head out of the way, then started saying questions for the public while flicking her head up and then leaning all the way down to the right, like going past the mic like a fucking metronome.
Well, I just want, you know, we've got a good podcast, right? It's you know, much to our
surprise.
It's top of the charts and it's doing great and we're, you know, we love doing it and it's... Yeah. A lot more successful than we ever thought it would be.
100%.
I once watched a documentary on the Archers, right? The Archers is, I think it's...
Radio 4.
Radio 4.
Sitcom, yeah.
It's been going for years.
Yeah.
But it's all just...
Yeah.
Like...
Audio, yeah.
Audio, sorry. I was going to say vocal. Anyway.
Same, but yeah.
So, they have to do loads of things to make it just sound a bit more interesting, like sound effects and stuff like that. And I wanted to just try something different.
Right. Well, it was... I mean, I get it. So, you're basically going for...
Yes.
Yeah, that's what
but
you're
with
going
words,
for.
And
yeah.
It probably doesn't sound
No, because you could sound nothing and then you just came up and just shouted one of the words and then just disappeared. The table made a lot of noise while you were doing it as well.
Well, listen.
I was freaked
this is
out.
How you learn.
I thought you were ill. I thought something bad was happening.
This is how you learn, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose.
So let's get these questions from the public going.
You've done them this week.
I have indeed.
Very exciting for me. Guys, as always, if you want to get in touch, it is shaggedmarriedannoyed@gmail.com. Please send us your questions, your dilemmas, your problems, your funny stories, your scary stories, your disgusting stories, whatever you want. Listen, if you've sent one in the past, I think I've said this before, if you've sent one in the past and you think, bloody hell, I love that, that's amazing, why haven't they done that? Just literally go on and reply to it again. Send it again to her and hopefully it'll jump to the top of the box and we might see it again. You never know. Rosie, I know you're pulling the face, but I'm just trying to make
I'm pulling the face because there's bloody 20,000 emails in there.
Yeah.
And you're telling people who think they're fucking hilarious to go and reply to it and then
Rosie.
And I'll read the question, it'll go, one time my dad said, oh, your feet stink, and I went, eh, other and we laughed for days.
Right.
So no, sorry, no.
First of all, I really object to you using my greatest anecdote in that little bit there. That's my feet stink thing. That's one of my classics. And secondly, listen, I'm just trying to mix it up a bit. There's loads of messages there. The meaning of life could be hidden in there. The greatest question or story ever written could be hidden in that 20,000.
Yes, well, what do I say to you, though? We've got questions coming out with bloody ears. We could be going for years with this shit.
All right, well, so don't bother doing that thing I said then.
Bump just up the emails.
All right, then, don't do that then. A lot of them have been doing it already.
We will get to them.
They're not going anywhere.
We'll get to them. Okay?
Jesus.
Do you know when I think I'm going to look through the questions?
When?
At 4 o'clock in the morning when I'm feeding the new baby.
Lies. You'll have housewives on. Next.
Oh,
next,
yeah, I'll totally.
Next have. Bit of shit you're going to say. Go on.
Okay.
Yeah.
Take that back. Take it back. Sorry.
Honestly.
Right.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to learn a new language while I'm feeding that baby. Liar.
A lot of people listen to this when they're feeding the baby. So if you are listening to this right now and you're feeding the baby, then a Hunger Game assigned to you.
That is That's the one you're the doing Star now Trek. Is the Star Trek no. sign.
I don't know why I bother.
She said Hunger Game sign and just did the Star Trek sign right in my face. You could have just not done it. It's a podcast.
Bet the Archers do that.
Right. Oh What's wrong with you,
I don't
man?
Know.
You're an absolute lunatic.
Know, you know?
I didn't think baby brain was a thing until we've been doing this podcast while you're pregnant.
It is.
Fucking hell.
I can't speak.
You're a looper. It's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. It's really bad. It is really bad. Like, I can't talk properly at the minute. Anyway, okay. So it bodes well for the audiobook, that's all I'm going to say.
Oh, aye.
Because that was painful. Hi, Chris and Rosie. I have a story that I find so strange, and after sharing it with family and friends, I can confirm it is, in fact, bizarre.
Wow, okay.
It's not rude. This isn't rude. I have got some filth, okay, right? But this isn't. I thought I'd start off.
So this is weird and bizarre?
Just a bit bizarre,
Would
yeah.
you possibly class it as a mystery? No, don't get the... No, don't...
Can it speak until I've done it?
Oh, God.
This is Rosie's no. Mysteries. Mysteries, 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 mysteries.
In the questions from the public.
Might as well get the most out of that X-Files tune that you've nicked. We'll get
I don't
want to
play it too much because it's coming back.
Too late.
Week. Anyway, I have been with my boyfriend for 4 years.
Okay.
He comes from a fairly wealthy family, and it's safe to say that I don't.
Okay.
So he is Colin Firth. And she is
that
me.
The lass. You.
No.
Was it? She's Mr. Darcy. He's Mr. Darcy. She's, what's her name?
Bridget Jones.
No, in fucking Pride and Prejudice, man.
Oh, right. The,
Christ alive.
The one that probably would have been better to quote from. I don't know.
Anyway.
Emma? No, that's a different one.
That's a different Jane Austen novel, isn't it? Anyway.
There was a lot of uproar about Bridget Jones a couple of weeks ago.
Why?
Well, because it was true, actually, because you don't realise when I watched it when I was a kid, and you know how she's like whinging mm-hmm. about like her weight and all this, and she's writing in her little book about how many cigarettes she smoked and how much she drinks.
I believe it's called a diary.
In that diary.
A little book? You ever seen that film, Bridget Jones's Little Book? A little
oh,
book.
Damn it, title.
This is too easy. I honestly, I feel sorry for you. She's writing, Bridget Jones writing in her little book. Bridget Jones's little book. Bridget Jones's little book two. What's Bridget Jones's little book three called?
Bridget Jones takes a little book on holiday three. Anyway. She's writing in her diary about how many tabs she smokes and what she drinks and that. And she writes her weight. Oh. And you know how the kind of cluster is like being quite big?
Yeah, yeah.
Like she's actually not big, and she was 9.5 stone.
Shut up, man.
Mm-hmm. And I think she writes 9.5 stone like in her diary.
God.
And like I weigh more than that. And it's
Jesus.
Just yeah.
Robin nearly wears that.
I know. So I think there was a bit of hoo-ha.
That's quite right. Yeah.
You've got to be careful about things like that because
about inches as well, guys. It's not about your weight, it's about inches. And
yeah.
It's about how happy you feel and how healthy you are.
Exactly.
But mainly
exactly.
I'm heavy. I'm a heavy person.
Me too.
I don't know if I've ever talked about my illustrious boxing career. On the podcast.
Oh, no.
When I was a top flight, when I was
no.
a top flight amateur boxer.
Yeah, two games. And you lost both of them.
Two games. Yeah, I had two games and I lost both my games.
Two matches. What do you
Fights?
Say? Fights. Fucking hell.
Christ alive. I was fighting giants every time I was weighed up against someone. Mm-hmm. Giants. Because I was really heavy.
Because you were heavy.
I'm the same weight now as I was when I was 17 when I boxed.
Yeah.
But I was 75 kilos, which is just like 12 and a bit stone. 12
Don't,
stone.
The minute I Crazy. Stopped going on the scales was the best moment of my life. Because it's just...
It's about, yeah, it's bollocks.
It's about how you feel, yeah. How your clothes fit, and if you can run up the stairs without getting out of breath.
I only use the scales to see if Robin's still light enough to go on the seat on the back of my bike.
Yeah, you do.
And I'm telling you right now, not long left.
He's not got long left,
it's
that
not
kid,
long,
actually.
He's got not long
he
left.
He is heavy.
Yeah, he's the same. He's I'm heavy. Saying he's the same as me. I'm like dense. Mm. I don't know what it is. I'm like dense, the heavy person. Yeah. Weird. Went in the bloody loft before. I thought I was going to come through the ceiling.
Please don't. So, she's not well off.
Right.
His family are.
Yeah.
His family are so lovely and I love spending time with them, but there's one thing that makes me doubt everything I've ever known.
Wow, okay.
She bigs this up a lot.
Really? Yeah. Doubt everything I've ever known?
Yeah.
Are they lovely? Are the family lovely? Because she's you know, evidently
she says
out.
No, she says they're yeah. lovely.
Well, I'm just saying.
But they've got, so listen well, to what you
saying,
think of this, okay?
I ain't saying she's your gold digger, but she ain't messing with the broke.
We're only allowed snacks on the weekend.
Sorry?
So she must stay there.
Right.
On a weekend. And she's put, we're only allowed snacks on the weekend. Okay, I understand that this is a great way for food control and help keep yourself from eating everything. However, my boyfriend is almost 21 and his siblings are 15, 24 and 26. This rule applies to all of them. So, we're allowed ice cream for pudding Friday to Sunday and crisps after 6 p.m.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
That's implemented in the house.
Yeah, it's the rules. You're only allowed to have snacks on a weekend. And these are grown-ups.
But what? What? What happened?
She's put, I found myself sneaking bars of Cadbury's and packets of sweets into my overnight bag and eating them discreetly when his parents have gone to bed.
It's ridiculous.
After discovering these rules, I decided to delve into his childhood and ask what it was like. They could only watch documentaries on weekdays and on the weekends had to ask to turn the TV on. Jesus. Put in brackets, fair enough. They also were only allowed chocolate on the weekend. This to me seems absolutely absurd. Maybe my parents were far too lenient. I didn't have access to sweets and chocolate all day every day, but I was allowed a penguin bar here and there. And she's put, I almost forgot. We're both 20, so we've been drinking responsibly since the age of 18 and a little bit irresponsibly before then.
Yeah.
But we're still only allowed to drink from Thursday to Sunday.
Wow.
So there's some strict rules going
on there. I want to know how this is implemented. I want to know what...
Well, the parents must just go, no. No snacks allowed. And no I can snacks. Imagine if they've got them in the hands, they'll go, no!
And slap
and
them
they'll whack them on the hands.
Rolled a paper across the nose. No!
You will That's not eat those crisps!
Crazy.
It's 10 to 6.
That is so weird.
I know.
Like, I've got so many questions. I want to go around. I want to go and sit. I want to sit just outside the house eating snacks on a Wednesday afternoon. And be like, can't touch this.
It's... It's tough though because my mum was strict, right? She was when it came to snacks and stuff like that. And I don't, like I've said before, I don't know whether it's because she didn't want me having snacks all the time or because they didn't have enough money to buy snacks all the time. So because now when she's got grandbids, she's giving them snacks constantly. So I don't know whether it was a money thing or like a not
Yeah, but she's just said these guys are well off though.
Yeah, these are well off. So I don't know what that's
all
about.
Maybe they're not. Maybe they're just saving all the money on snacks.
Well, some rich people, you know, have big houses and fancy cars, but actually don't really have any money in the bank.
They're living it all on the never never.
Yeah.
You never know.
You know what I mean? But yeah, it's a bit strange when you get like in your 20s and that.
I can't imagine someone telling 20-year-old me that I can't have a snack. I can't imagine turning up at a girlfriend's house, say, and they being, we don't, you know, taking a pack of crisps in and them going, yeah, no, you can't eat them. It's not 6 o'clock. Fuck off.
Well, imagine being hungover. So if you're a student, and you're hungover on a Tuesday lunchtime, and you just want a family size of minstrels and like a big pack of kettle chips, and the mum and dad would be like, you can't have them in this house.
And they're only allowed ice cream. They're allowed ice cream as dessert Friday to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not allowed ice cream.
No.
So Monday, having an ice cream is a nightmare.
No. Yeah.
I hate them.
I know.
I hate them. Is this a cry for help? Is she asking for help here?
I don't know.
Is
the record? Okay?
Is the record in this email?
Bridget?
I don't like this at all. I don't like this at all.
Well, what can I say? Just thought it was interesting. Anyway, I've got more.
It's made us really sad.
Sorry. Would you want a bag of crisps to celebrate? Because there ain't no rules in here, bitch!
No, I don't know. I feel bad. I'll wait until 6.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hi, Rosie and Chris. Wanted to share this ridiculous story with you.
Okay.
I'd been chatting to this guy since about April. We had a few Zoom dates.
Fuck that. I'm already gutted for
Ew.
You. That's terrible. Bless you.
Oh, no.
Bless your heart.
Were they a thing?
Fucking sick of Zoom. I'm so sick of Zoom.
Me too.
I used to kick off about going to London for meetings. I will go to London now so someone can ask us the fucking time.
Well, do you not remember at the beginning of lockdown when we were doing Zoom meetings instead of having to get the train to London, we were like, hey, everything can be done remotely. This is great. Now I'm like, nah, don't ever let me sit on that computer and have to stare at me ugly bracket ever again.
Well, me and my mates were having Zoom nights out, and now you can actually go to the pub, and some of them are still like, should we have a Zoom? I'm like, fuck no, we're not having a Zoom. Why would I have a Zoom? No.
Just fucking very
wants to ring you on the landline. Well, MSN Messenger. No. At the pub.
Meet in person.
Christ alive.
So they've had a few Zoom dates and a social distancing date.
Cool.
They've had one of them as well. And then in June, we met up properly. Slags. Just... He came over one day and brought a curry round in a Tupperware box. It was lovely, she's put. Fast forward a few weeks and it all went sour when he ignored me for a few days.
Oh,
so right. I decided to end it with him as I don't like game playing.
Oh, ghosting. Getting ghosted, were you?
Yeah.
Oh.
He turned out to be quite manipulative.
Ah.
It's never good.
Right.
Anyway, a week or so after I ended it, he texts me, I quote, "Hey B, do you have me purple Tupperware box, please? Can I get it as it's me genuine fave?"
Fucking hell. Fucking hell. So, dude.
She could not stop laughing that he so desperately wanted the Tupperware box back. When he wanted to collect it, I said I might be out, so I left it on the doorstep for him. And that's the saddest love story I've ever heard.
That is a tragedy.
I know.
Oh, my God. Come back for his little purple Tupperware
box.
Why?
You wouldn't? Why would you do that?
No.
You wouldn't do that?
Yeah.
Would
no,
you?
No way. That's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she just really cares about the environment.
Yeah, but I'm sure she's going to use it. She's not going to throw it away. She's going to use the Tupperware box if it's as nice as he claims it is.
I've stole loads of Tupperware, mate.
You've stole Tupperware?
Well, not from the shop or anything. Just if me nana makes us a dinner,
yeah,
she'll give us it in a Tupperware.
Right.
I don't always return it.
Oh, you're fucking so dangerous.
So most of them Tupperware's in there.
Those are Bridget's. The ones that don't have matching lids.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, great. Oh,
she doesn't always put a lid on. She'll just cover it with tinfoil.
Brilliant.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, my wife has no concept of temperature at all.
Wow.
It's mental.
Okay.
When she has a bath, she uses pretty much 100% only the hot tap, and it's absolutely scalding.
Yep.
She happily bathes for hours until when she gets out, she has to lie down straight away. You literally have to get out of her way within seconds or she says she will pass out.
Brilliant.
Because the bath was just too hot. And she lies there looking like she has just come back from the sun.
I hate her.
What do you expect? It's bloody boiling water pretty much. Anyway, as I'm sure like other men, I don't always get the pleasure of a new bath. So sometimes I'm offered it afterwards. I deliberately leave it for as long as I can, sometimes up to an hour, and I still can't even get my foot in the lava.
Wow.
Is this normal? I love my wife, but sometimes I fear that she has scales instead of skin. When we were at her parents not long ago, and even her mom flippantly asked her, "Do you still have those pass-out baths?"
Pass-out baths.
This is a normal thing. And he said that he's a little bit behind his wife, but don't mention her. She's an amazing person, and I love her dearly, but would like to remain anonymous as she hates being the centre of attention.
He's bigged up his wife more in that short email than I did in the whole book about you.
It absolutely has. It's all it would have took.
Suck up, pathetic.
All it would have took.
Yeah, lech. I've been known after a hot bath to lie on the tile floor. I've done that before.
Yeah, I love a hot bath.
Yeah, it's horrible.
It's killing us at the minute with the baby not having like me usual scalding hot baths.
Well, sometimes Robin comes to get in your bath and he just can't because it's like you have to put the cold water tap on for like 20 minutes.
But he is pretty hard, to be fair. Yeah. He can get in quite a hot bath.
Yeah, he can.
Like he loves it. When I put the hot tap on sometimes and he's in there, he's like, "This is nice." I'm like, "Yeah." And he gets out and he's like bright red and I'm like,
"I sometimes get in the shower after you and you've still got it on boiling." And I don't
that's
mean,
an actually that's a beef, but I'll save that for another day.
Oh, okay, then good. Oh, got that to look forward to. Excellent.
Babadoo, babadoo, babadoo. Hello, Chris and Rosie.
Hello.
Hope you both are well and safe.
Yeah. Both of those things. Tick tick.
I have a wonder for you. How far would you go in getting your own back on someone? Some years ago, I struck out on my own and moved from Portsmouth to Stamford, Rutland. Sounds nice.
I've got no idea where, I know where Portsmouth is, but I don't know where Stamford
is. No, it sounds lovely though. I moved into a house share with four others with only one bathroom. All of these people had a mix of problems. I swear I was the only normal person who lived there.
Mm.
Yeah. Don't we all think that about ourselves?
Don't we all think we're normal and everyone's weird? Yeah. Interesting that, the word normal. Carry on.
One day I was sat in the kitchen chatting with one of the slightly other normal persons that lived here.
Christ.
When we heard a squelch, bang, and a clatter.
Squelch, bang, and a clatter?
Yeah.
Is this an alternative to Night Before Christmas?
What's this?
Out by the window, a squelch, bang, and clatter.
We went to investigate and found that some of the ceiling had fallen through. If it wasn't bad enough to have the ceiling falling down, the reason as to why will infuriate you as much as it did me. As I said, we lived in Stanford, which is the largest surviving Georgian town left in England. Think okay. chocolate box tin. It sounds lovely.
It does sound lovely.
Quite happily live there. Many listed buildings, etc.
Sounds like a nightmare. This means, sounds like a nightmare to an extension, but carry on.
This means, as you know, to fix anything in this house was a nightmare.
There we go.
We found out that the 36-year-old man, who was also living there, was urinating into a glass and throwing it out of the window along with his fag ends, thus rotting the roof, causing the ceiling to fall down.
Oh, you filthy pig!
Can you believe that?
In a glass and thrown it
just
out the
threw
window?
Threw it out in the window.
Onto a flat roof, I'm assuming.
Uh-huh. So much so that it rotted the ceiling that he was just hoeing his piss on.
That is mad. Hoeing his piss on,
like,
just says.
Why would you do that?
That's horrendous.
He showed no remorse for this.
Do you know what? You know, you've shown no remorse for throwing your piss and fag ends.
Absolutely
on that
none. Can you imagine someone doing that and they're not showing any remorse?
I don't understand how it's done that. Surely the rain must wash it. It's his thought that the rain must wash it off, but somehow it's collecting somewhere. Like, what is the setup? Where's he throwing it onto?
Don't know.
Oh,
he might
my
just
God.
Be really dehydrated. It might be really concentrated wee.
Like alien blood in Alien just burns through the floors.
Yes. Yeah. One of many other things to piss me off, my food was always being taken along with many of my stuff. Many of my stuff. Don't think she was at university. I know it was him, as he was absent-minded and selfish. When I left to move back to Portsmouth, I hid his shoes.
Fucking hell.
He owned two pairs of shoes. One set of shoes I hid in a cupboard where no one would find them, as it was a room nobody used and out of sight. The second pair of shoes, I took one of them and put it inside the mouldy, foul-smelling, stagnant water of the dead fish tank. I quickly left the house, jumped in my car and drove back to Portsmouth without looking back with a big smile on my face.
Sorry. Shoes aside, why is there a fish tank with mouldy stagnant water just in your house? This sounds like a fucking nightmare.
Sounds like the worst house in the world,
doesn't
it?
There's a roof that just collects piss. There's a man who just throws his piss and his fag ends into some kind of hole in a roof where it just comes through the ceiling and squelch, plop, bang and fucking wallop or whatever they said. And then there's just, assuming it's just dead fish floating in a tank of stagnant water, and this fucking bloke only owns two pairs of shoes. Yet he's got a spare glass that he pisses in.
And he's renting in Stamford.
Christ on a... my word. This is hot. It's the fucking... It sounds like the young ones.
Yeah, it does. Oh, that was horrible. Yeah, so there you go. Apparently, when she left, she later found out that he went on a rampage looking for his shoes around the house.
Oh,
it always
good,
brings a little smile to her face.
Fucking
look
at
you.
Hell. That sounds like my worst nightmare living there. No. I don't think I'd get on with anyone, including the person who just sent the email.
Oh.
No, I didn't be hiding someone's shoes. Come on, don't be a coward.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Hello, Rosie and Chris.
Hello.
Love the podcast and thought it's about time I told you the story about how my mum got her very strange nickname.
Okay.
So I wasn't out this night, but my mum was out on the drink in a local bar. I got woke up with her constantly ringing me, and as I answered, she was panicked, shouting, "Ashley, I'm in hospital. I might have to have an operation."
Jesus.
Just like that. So me, panicking, was like, "Calm down. What's happened? What have you done? Are you okay?" She began to explain. So she was dancing on the table in the bar, absolutely mortal, and fell off the table.
Got you.
Underneath the table was an overturned chair, which she fell on and let out a massive scream.
No.
After everyone laughing and helping her up, she carried on her night dancing and sat on her friend's knee, who happened to be wearing white jeans.
No.
She stood up, and to her friend's horror, there was blood on her jeans.
Oh,
Jane,
God.
You've come through on me jeans.
Oh.
My mum was like, "I'm so sorry," and went to the toilet where this blood just wouldn't stop. She realised the blood wasn't actually coming from the normal period hole. And that's what I've heard it's called in the doctor's place.
Period hole. Yeah, that's it.
But felt like her bum.
Oh my.
So they called an ambulance.
Oh.
When they got the hospital, they checked her out and realised the chair leg had pierced a new hole right next to her bum hole. And that.
No, I'm not having it. That's horrible.
And that is how my mum got her nickname, bowling ball. Because she now has three balls.
That's a great nickname. That is a great nickname. Can I just say, controversially here, mm-hmm. I don't want to, well, you know, at the risk of sounding like an old boring man.
Okay.
Fucking serves you right for dancing on tables. Stop dancing on tables. No one's impressed. You're not getting enough attention dancing over there on the floor. You're not all standing on the table so everyone can see you. Fuck you. You deserve another bum hole.
Right, well, listen, I'm going to stick up for dancing on the table because I've been known to do it myself a few times.
Nah. Where's me drill? I'm going to get you another bum hole.
Why not dance on the table?
I just find it to be really obnoxious. Are you having a good night, Rosie? Yeah. Oh, watched Coyote Ugly the other week.
That's what started it all off.
Get yourself on it. It's fucking
That's
pathetic.
What started it all.
I hate people who dance on tables. Hate it.
Well, I used
table's
to
table's got
to
be wiped. That table's got to be wiped or replaced. And you fall over. Oh, and then you straight away, you're complaining to the manager. Oh, I've got another bum hole. Look at what's happened. Why are we dancing on the table then?
Yeah. She doesn't not have our fault. To stand on to be
not
fair.
Our fault. Get down, we're not insured.
Well, I used to do it, and my mates used to do it, but I was really scared of heights, so I would never enjoy it, to be honest.
a table?
Mm-hmm.
Like 3 foot off the ground, not even
that. That you know how bad my fear of heights is.
Yeah, but you pick and choose your fear of heights. It's really strange.
What do you mean?
Well, like, you can stay on the 12th floor of a hotel, but you can't walk on the fucking the steps that get you into a plane.
Yeah.
It's really strange.
I didn't pick it, Chris.
I feel
fear picked me.
No, I feel like you pick and choose it. I feel like you fancy it. I feel like if you've got nothing else going on, you'll go,
really?
Oh, what can I do? I'll think about my fear.
Oh, wow, yeah. Okay, that's how it works.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
I think
I think you just pick and choose your anxiety. I think you just think, you know what, maybe I haven't been anxious enough today. Maybe I'll just think of something to be dead anxious about and have a whinge about.
So you think I do for attention? Is that what that is?
Well, that's what you're saying that I do with my fear of height.
Well, I might do me anxiety for attention, right? But I don't ever go and stand and do me anxiety on a table, do I? For a bit more fucking attention. I do it on the floor.
What do you call your flipping career? Eh?
Anxiety on stage.
Mr. Anxiety.
Anxiety Live.
You're making money from yours. Shocking. Peddling out your mental illness for cash. Cash money.
I do. It's served us well.
Disgusting.
It has served me very, very well. But yeah, stop dancing on tables. It's not cool. Pack it in.
Don't stop.
You knock stuff over and that.
It's impressive.
It's good.
People will fancy you more.
They won't fancy you more. They'll think, look at that hussy. So look at that hussy and or arsehole. And an extra arsehole in 3 seconds when they fall off.
Babadoo, 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 ba. Dear Chris and Rosie, please keep me anonymous as my sister does not know this to this day and so will be absolutely crushed.
Oh, this is already the juiciest.
So, we had a really hairy guinea pig growing up called Nibbles.
I would never have guessed that the next words were guinea pig.
Please keep me anonymous. What is it?
We had a really hairy situation and encounter. You know, knob, fanny, guinea pig. Wow.
Oh. Nibbles had to get haircuts regularly. And as you can imagine, after we were done, there would be thick piles of dark hair lying on the ground which needed swept up.
Right.
A few days after the last haircut, Nibbles passed away in her sleep, which left my sister and I very upset.
Right.
You don't know where this is going.
I've got no idea where it's going. And I'm also thinking, are some guinea pigs not just supposed to be like long haired? Does the hair keep... I've never heard of anyone having to cut like a rabbit or a hamster or a guinea pig's hair.
Me neither.
I think they just had one of them really long haired guinea pigs, but the...
Just kept cutting it all the
just
time.
Kept
Who knows?
Oh,
she's in a better place now.
Probably died from stress. Having to regrow its fucking hair all the time.
Possibly.
Jesus.
I was about 16 at the time, and so a few days later, decided to trim and shave my pubes as I was going swimming with friends the next day. I did this in the communal bathroom when everyone else was asleep. It was pretty late, and so when I finished, I swept up the remnants and went to bed. The next morning, my sister, who was 7, came into my bedroom with a locket around her neck. I asked her what was inside, expecting a picture, but what she revealed was horrific.
Shut the fuck up.
It was no stuffed way. Full of my pubes.
Fuck off!
Oh, that's fantastic! Oh my god! Oh god! So where the mix-up occurred? So... That is incredible.
You ready? I tried to hide my horror and asked what this was. She replied that she found a pile of Nibble's fur after the last haircut and stored it in her necklace to keep a bit of our beloved pet with her. I must have forgotten about a tiny pile in the corner of the bathroom, and now my sister had my pubes close to her heart. Worse than this, she showed these to all our family members who stroked my pubes to make her happy.
Oh, God! That's the greatest. That's one of the greatest emails we've ever had.
Thankfully, no one found out they were, in actual fact, stroking my pubic hairs. Hope you are well, Anonymous.
That is... I can't believe that.
Does it deserve a little round of applause?
Do you know what?
To Nibbles.
Absolutely outstanding email.
I know.
Outstanding email. Oh my god.
Yeah.
Oh wow. I've got a headache.
Babadoo, 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 ba. As always, thank you so, so much for listening to this week's Shag Marinoid, which is now part of the Acast Creator Network.
Thank you, as always, guys. Whether you've got one hole, two holes, or three holes, thank you all so much for listening. We love you to bits. Please continue to like, rate, and subscribe. And any questions to shagmarinoid@gmail.com. Nearly forgot the address there.
Well.
And a book's out the 3rd of September. Love you. See you next week. Bye.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.